This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Expected to fall because of the pandemic, retail sales are down more than analysts expected. Retail sales in March were down 8.7%. That down from February's revised 0.4% drop. It's the biggest decline on record and a sign that the coronavirus is hurting the economy even more than anticipated. Analysts had forecast a 6.5% decline. Stocks have been sent tumbling in early trading on Wall Street at that report from the Commerce Department. Bank of America, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs all reporting more than 45% losses in the first quarter of the year. Senator Elizabeth Warren is formally endorsing former Vice President Joe Biden for president. In an email to backers, Warren noted Biden's decades of public service. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Even with the curve flattening in New York now, Mayor Bill de Blasio says at least 500,000 New York City residents have lost their jobs and are worried about how they'll feed their families even just over the next few days. He's announced a new plan to ensure that residents have enough to eat during the crisis.
Today I'm announcing a $170 million initiative to make sure every New Yorker gets what they need and no New Yorker goes hungry.
The initiative will include a $50 million reserve to create a stockpile of emergency meals. Power is still out to tens of thousands of homes and businesses across the South after storms killed at least 34 people over the past few days. As of this morning, some 70,000 customers had no electricity in Arkansas, and there were interruptions in Kentucky, Mississippi, and South Carolina. There have been at least 60 reports of tornadoes beginning back on Easter Sunday morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Many well-known names are among the victims of coronavirus, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The worlds of music, theater, sports, film, and television have lost many veteran performers. Four-time Tony Award-winning playwright Terrence McNally died March 24th. Also, jazz musician Manu Dibango and fashion designer Jenny Polanco. On March 25th, we lost chef Floyd Cardos. And on March 26th, actor Mark Bloom. On March 29th, we lost country singer Joe Diffie. CBS broadcast journalist Maria Mercader died March 29th, and comedian Kim Shimura also died on the 29th. On April 1st, we lost musician Adam Schlesinger from the band Fountains of Wayne. Jazz pianist Ellis Marsalis died also on April 1st, and Grammy Award-winning folk singer and songwriter John Prine died while receiving treatment for COVID-19 and pneumonia.
And today is World Art Day, when artists from around the world come together to celebrate all forms of art.
The date, April 15th, is in honor of the birthday of Italian Renaissance artist Leonardo da Vinci. Unlike most years, celebrations this year have either been postponed or moved online because of the coronavirus pandemic. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
To flatten that curve, you know, and well, I'll tell you, we definitely have flattened our economy right now, and it's time to get it up and going. We've got the founder and president of Phoenix Salon Suites joining us in just a second, and we're going to be talking about the plight of small business. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and as I mentioned, Gina Rivera is with us, and also I understand Jason as well, Gina?
Yes, Jason. My husband is a CEO, and
okay. So we've got the 1-2 punch of the team here of Phoenix Salon Suites, and Gina, you know what you said to the president is indicative of many small businesses, and that is that hey, we're looking for help for the self-employed, right?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I grew up in the business. I, you know, was dropped out of high school at 17, and I became a hairstylist. And by the time I was 22, I was working for myself and just, you know, so proud of that and loved that. And here we are, you know, today. And the fight for our lives, and what I call the business of one.
Yes.
And it's this tiny business, the business of one. There's over a million independent lifestyle professionals that make a huge economic impact, estimating $50 billion a year in revenue, and see over 100 million clients per month. And yet we pay, you know, into taxes, and yet, you know, we're not getting and falling in line with the programs. I mean, back in 2007 and 2008, we were completely forgotten about.
Exactly.
So I formed this businessofone.org and, you know, just in being the voice for these independent lifestyle professionals that are being lost.
Exactly. Well, Jason, the president and others have noted that, you know, small business makes up 60% of this American economic engine. And as Gina just said, you know, there is a segment of that 60% that just kind of goes by the wayside. So, you know, your voices on this issue, I'm sure, is being appreciated by other, you know, of independent and freelance lifestyle professionals.
Yeah, it's you know, it's interesting because everyone wants to put this small business bow around everybody. And as Gina said, there's actually a little, there's actually a group called a tiny business, and it's really just the independent person and their client. They don't have employees. They do have overhead, but it's just them and their customer. And when we talk to different, whether it's media pundits or we talk to people in Congress, they all want to throw the independent lifestyle professional in this one group of small business. So don't worry about this. Don't worry about them because the CARES Act is going to take care of them. But that's not what's happening right now. Or these individuals are not being taken care of. It's kind of interesting to see. And the problem is they've never had a voice. They've never had a union behind them that can be a voice. You know, restaurant owners, they have restaurant associations, and teachers have unions, and bus drivers, and doctors, and nurses, and everyone has these groups that can lobby for them. But the independent lifestyle professional, and that's a pretty broad group. It's anybody in the beauty, health, wellness, appearance industry. As Gina said, there's over a million of these professionals that service 100 million Americans a month. So think about it. I mean, this group services one-third of the population, but they have zero voice. And so it's just a travesty to see what's going on here with the lack of support. Interestingly enough, side note, we did hear back from one of our representatives just yesterday as we've been just dialing the phones and pounding the pavement, and it was a pretty canned response, basically telling Gina not to worry that the CARES Act that he voted for would take care of them, but that's not happening.
Yeah, whatever that means, Jason, they'll take care of you. And I got to tell you, Gene and Jason, that even in our media company, it's similar because the employees that we have, they're all 1099. They're independent contractors. We're a small broadcast entity with a big presence by the grace of God. But, it's still, to participate in this these SBA loans, there's so many ramifications. And as Jason just pointed, when you get people saying they're going to take care of you, well, you know that anything that involves the government, Gina, there's going to be strings attached here. And, it's all presented in such a way as that, hey, we're going to give you this loan and you don't have to pay it back if it's taking care of employees. Well, of course, I ask the question. I go, well, what about, in a sense, these are employees, these other organizations, but we 1099 them. You know, they're not, we're not taking, they're absolutely legal as 1099 entities. They're not employees per se. Well, then you get the hemming and hawing, and then you wonder, you go, okay, is it going to be worth it at the end of the day, Gino?
Yeah, interesting note here. I got to tell you, in that letter that we got back from our representative in Congress, or Gina got back, I should say, he point blank said in there, don't worry, pretty much in these words, they're going to be able to get a $10,000 grant with this EIDL loan. But that's not true. We applied for it for one of our company owned stores, and we got a message back from the SBA just yesterday as well that said, they've received our application and they will advance $1,000 per employee up to 10 grand. So that's how you get the grant.
Get the 10 grand, right.
Yeah, so you have to have 10 employees to get the $10,000 grant. Well, the business of one has zero employees, so they're not going to be able to get EIDL. They're not going to get the payroll protection program. They're left with unemployment. The states don't know how to handle the self-employed, and so they're throwing them to the bottom of the list, and so it's just a complete disaster right now.
Gina, let me ask you, what kind of impact, with us stopping, I say us, it was forced upon us, the shutdown of our economy, and as you say, these employers of one, what kind of impact are we looking at here?
About $4 billion a month.
Yeah, gone. $4 billion a month, gone.
Gone.
Yes.
Gone. Oh, poof, overnight. And it's just this morning, I have gotten thousands and thousands and thousands of these letters, and they're just so heartbreaking. And people, this independent business of one, people that are just crying out for help. And I'm talking outside of my company. I'm talking about you know, other salon owners reaching out and, you know, pouring out their heart. And it's just the saddest thing ever. I just got a message this morning and it just said, you know, well, this is great. Being self-employed sucks right now. Can't work. Not eligible for unemployment. No stimulus check. Glad I pay my taxes every year.
Exactly. No, I hear the frustration. We've got to go to break, and we've got more from Gene and Jason after this. Stay with us.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Faith and politics.
It may be your interpretation. Bill Martinez.
Our Father and our God, we bow our heads to you in humility, understanding that we are not competent in and of ourselves to handle this kind of global calamity. We look to you, Lord, to be the source, the strength, the help, the light that we need. Strengthen all first responders. Strengthen even our broadcast people. Strengthen all of us whose lives have been devastated and disrupted. And give us the peace that passes all understanding. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
He never stopped working, even when I can't.
You know, I love that prayer from Bishop T.D. Jakes. It is spot on at a time when we're looking to the government to help us out. I want you to be encouraged to know that there is yet the highest power that we can petition. And my hope and prayer, especially on the heels of Easter Sunday, that is your motivation. Our conversation with Gina and Jason Rivera continues. Gina, I got to have you tell your story, because that was funny, because when we first started talking, I said, I got to ask how you guys met. And for some reason, little did I know that there was really true rhyme and reason for the origination of the business and how it came about. So you got to share this with our audience. I love the story.
Yeah, so I actually dropped out of high school at 17 and kind of had my wild out years. I actually wrote a book not too long about it, A Mirror and a Prayer, and talk about kind of those crazy years. And do I really have to?
You know, Gina, we've all had those crazy years. And we just want to encourage people to say, look, if Bill and Gina can survive it, then you should be able to survive it. You know, like I tell the kids all the time, I said, experience defines preference. Okay, so hopefully you've learned enough that you realize the laws of gravity still exist. You don't have to get on top of the roof and fall off and question it. Okay,
so, I know. But so Jason married. We got married and mm-hmm. back in 99, and I was already a hairstylist. I was working for myself behind the chair, and mm-hmm. I went to Jason.
What did he think? He married you because he thought he could get free haircuts? Is that the deal? Jason, come on, buddy.
Well, I don't know. I was pretty crazy. It took him 5 years to marry me.
He kept wanting to get up on top of the roof and fall off to see if gravity still exists, right, Jason?
God bless him. Yeah. Yeah. But so when I came to him with the idea of that I wanted to do Phoenix Lawn Suites and I wanted to do a suite concept, he looked at me and he said, Gina, that's the dumbest idea you've ever had in the world. And I was like, no, really, you just got to stay with me. And so at the time, he had his own marketing company, and I started my first salon, and I bought my first salon in 2003 and actually named it after my son, Phoenix, who's now 16. Then I opened up Phoenix Lawn Suites in 2007, and the concept really started to take off. And so I went to him and I said, hey, you know, I really want to grow this thing, and, you know, I need to stay in my lane as a professional, but, you know, would you want to come over and be my CEO and help me grow it? Mm-hmm. And he was gracious enough to accept the offer, and
he didn't say that's the second dumbest mistake or thing he'd ever heard.
he didn't tell me to give me the okay for a few days. I think he had to really think about it.
Well, he made you wait for 5 years. I mean, did you expect something like a microwave decision from Jason? I mean, he's a very deliberate individual.
I had to eat a little bit of humble pie there, but she had opened one store and then started construction on the second store right when the housing crisis happened in 2008. And so she weathered that storm, had two stores up and running, and things were starting to take off a bit. Yeah, she came to me, and so I ate a little bit of humble pie and said, yeah, I'll help you grow the company. And fast forward to today, here we are 12 years later, and she has 270 stores open. I mean,
wow.
We should still cross 300 stores this year if we can get back open and expand into Europe. And she has about 10,000 professionals that can own their own business by the concept she created. So it's been a blessing for all of those professionals. And so that's what the fight is. It's not so much about these 10,000, but it's the over 1 million here in the U.S. that just don't have a voice. So I think through this process, we're really hopeful that Business of One becomes more like a quasi-union that really fights for some permanent changes.
Well, Gina, I got to think, I'm sorry to cut you off there, Jason, but the thought comes to mind is all the suppliers. I mean, you know, you're talking $4 billion. I mean, there's a lot of dominoes that start falling here. And I got to believe the suppliers have got to come alongside and do what they can, you know, to buttress this up. They can't afford to have these salon suites like yours and others, you know, around the country, you know, go under.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's scary to even think about. You know, this is the first time in history that salon professionals haven't been able to work. I mean, this is the first time. You know,
wow.
They've always been able to work through, you know, the Depression. My dad actually stood behind the chair for 50 years. He actually still does my hair. And he has been through so many global crises and even pandemics. But, you know, he told me a few weeks ago when this started, he said, you know, that the one good thing about, you know, hairstylists is that, you know, there's always going to be a demand. I mean, you're always going to, you know, be able to put food on the table, be able to work. But he even told me just about a week ago, you know, he said, Gina, I just can't even believe it's come to this. I mean, I don't know what I would have done. You know, my mother didn't work, and well, she was in the business, but she kind of worked off and on, and my dad just was basically the sole provider. And he was like, I just, you know, you never dreamed that we would be in a situation where they absolutely can't work. So getting to your point, it's such a trickle down effect, because it's not just these independent lifestyle professionals. It's where they get their supplies and
exactly.
those supply stores. And then a lot of these supply stores get their stuff overseas. And well, we know Europe has been, you know, shut down. So it's really a travesty. And, you know, we're going to all get through it. God's amazing. And,
Amen.
But
yes.
it's just, you know, trying times and, you know, and I also believe in where there's adversity, there's a lot of opportunity and I'm, you know, the Lord put this on my plate and I'm glad to take the wheel and go for it and fight for these guys.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good for you. Jason is the CEO with your marketing background. What do you perceive as the takeaway here?
You know what? I mean, I think there's always a silver lining somewhere. And I do think what we've actually seen is an influx of interest into our concept, where we provide a really like a micro salon type of atmosphere for any lifestyle professional, barbers, tattoo artists, hairstylist, you know, nail tech.
Right.
But we've seen an influx of professionals wanting their own independent space. And I think the reason is this is kind of a scary moment. And most professionals in our industry are now going, you know what, I need to take everything into my own hands, have my own business, make as much money as possible, and put it away. So I can control my own destiny. I mean, there's full-fledged salons that have told their stylists, we're not reopening. I mean, the margin is
wow.
so thin. They're very
yeah,
similar.
Exactly.
To
wow.
So the margin's super thin, so that's what we're hearing. And, you know, we'll be here for those professionals once we get back open to get them their own business, and we're going to fight for them with the business of one.
Exactly. Gina, it sounds to me that it's ripe for, you know, an association, some sort of association that you're able to put together with this, you know, this, you know, person of one.
Yeah, And, you know, had there been a system in place prior to this, you know, an association, then, you know, these independent lifestyle professionals could have went in, you know, however they want to do it, and, you know,
well, we got to leave it there. Thank you, Gina and Jason, for being with us.
Thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Expected to fall because of the pandemic, retail sales are down more than analysts expected. Retail sales in March were down 8.7%. That down from February's revised 0.4% drop. It's the biggest decline on record and a sign that the coronavirus is hurting the economy even more than anticipated. Analysts had forecast a 6.5% decline. Stocks have been sent tumbling in early trading on Wall Street at that report from the Commerce Department. Bank of America, Citigroup, and Goldman Sachs all reporting more than 45% losses in the first quarter of the year. Senator Elizabeth Warren is formally endorsing former Vice President Joe Biden for president. In an email to backers, Warren noted Biden's decades of public service. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez, live.
Thank you for joining us as we flatten the curve together Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go for all the information for inquiring minds, by the way. 20 minutes before the top of the hour, and Richard Lawless is going to be joining us in just a moment, but a little bit of background here. It was Barney Frank and other politicians, as you recall, that passed legislation forcing banks to throw away traditional mortgage underwriting guidelines to make mortgages to low-income Americans, or, in many cases, too many, no-income Americans. That resulted in the 2008 financial crisis, where $8 trillion in mortgages failed, an amount that broke the system because it simply couldn't all be insured. Now, as part of the federal relief plan for businesses affected by the coronavirus, the politicians, they're back, leveraging banks to give out loans with next to no research applied to the recipient's ability to repay it. Now, there is significant pressure to make unsupported loans. Now, I know we just talked with Gina and Jason Rivera just a moment ago and how much trouble they're having in getting loans, but let me tell you, there are no doubt unsupported loans that are being processed out there in the midst of it, because the pressure is on for these banks to get that money released, and some are just happy to do that without doing their due diligence. Now, banks are being told, don't pay attention to bad credit, don't collect more than 1 year of data, and do this all on a one-page document. Funny, we can't do our taxes on a one-page document, but I guess we can borrow all kinds of money on a one-page document now. This is going to result in loan losses of 10% or more. It could destroy hundreds of banks. Loan loss reserves for banks nationally run about 1%. They don't have the capital to absorb 10% in loan losses. The FDIC will come in to close them down long before Congress gets around to paying the banks back, if at all, for any bad loans. As I mentioned, Richard Lawless is with us. He's a career banker and entrepreneur who spent 3 years investigating the Department of Justice while working with the FBI, U.S. Attorney, Securities and Exchange Commission, and U.S. Intelligence Agency. He is author of Capitol Hill's Criminal Underground. Richard Lawless joins us now. Richard, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, Bill, I'm excited to be with you today. Longtime listener.
Well, very kind. I'm glad you listen, and now here's your opportunity to pay it forward and share with us all that you know, because this is deja vu all over again. I got to imagine, as you started seeing the ducks line up here and the government coming in, and like anything, when things get exciting, the government's answer, let's just throw money. Let's go to the vault, open up the vault, and let's start throwing money at the problem.
You know what? Right on. I don't want to point fingers at anybody because this is an unprecedented crisis, and we're going to quickly transition from what's a healthcare crisis to a financial crisis because of the tremendous impact this has had on our economy. And, you know, I know how hard you work to prepare for your shows. I can tell when I listen to you. And I can't imagine what would happen to the quality of the show if all of a sudden I came to you and said, you got to do 12 radio shows a day because of this national emergency. And that's the kind of challenges the Small Business Administration and the Treasury Department are dealing with. And we got, you know, I want to cut them some slack. They're doing the best they can with antiquated computer systems and such.
Isn't that the order of the day? That's what we're finding out time and again at every turn, whether it's healthcare, anything that's involved with the Fed. They keep saying, well, we're dealing with antiquated equipment, healthcare systems and sort of thing. That seems to be the order of the day, which tells us that there's going to be a request, an offing in the future that says, look, we need money in order to modernize our hospitals, right?
Absolutely. And our government computer systems and the SBA and on and on.
Yeah, God forbid that we would look at any waste or anything like that and say, well, we can take care of this. If we took care of and redirected all this duplicative waste that even the former, and may he rest in peace, Tom Coburn, former senator, noted with his waste book of, I think of the last one, one of the last ones he said was $450 billion in duplicative waste. And that's just the tip of the iceberg amongst 17 different agencies, which even Donald Trump reaffirmed here, I think about a year or so ago, in saying that you've got all this overlapping and nobody's talking to one another. You've got these independent fiefdoms within the bureaucracy that gets a ton of flipping money. And that's right, it's our money, isn't it? And they're happy to take it.
You know what? That's a big reason why I wrote Capitol Hill's Criminal Underground, because it's not just about inefficiencies. There's an unprecedented level of corruption in Washington, just nefarious, absolute criminal behavior taking place by some of our most senior senators. And this is going to present an opportunity for them to waste more dollars and to allocate, you know, hundreds of billion dollars in funds to their biggest contributors
It's what makes the world go round there in D.C. on the Beltway is you talk about following the money. I mean, all the foundations come out of the network, the cronies that have supported these politicians, you don't have to wonder, when you look at, congressmen and senators who first get elected, they have a certain level of income and net worth. But, after a couple of rounds in government, they leave and it's like, what a career path. I mean, they've quadrupled, their net worth.
Yeah, they go in there with nothing and come out with $20, $40, $50 million net worth. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. It's horrible. And I think the legislator, most politicians, there are always people, there are politicians out there that can't help themselves, and they see every crisis as an opportunity to to enrich themselves and their families and their contributors. Yeah. But most of them did a yeoman's job in passing this badly needed legislation, and there is an urgency out there. I mean, the average American family has 4,000, well, the typical American family has $4,800 in savings. Mm-hmm. In just a few months, they're going to be completely flat broke. Mm-hmm. So some of these programs are really badly needed.
Mm-hmm. Well, but we need to get them out. We need to get them out, to your point. We understand that they're badly needed. I question the lack of immediacy, especially, as you say, you don't necessarily want to point a finger at a particular body, but the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, they're not helping us. You know, they're not helping us to get this this money into the pockets of the people that should be served. I mean, to be more worried about, you know, taking care of the outside and, you know, some renovations of the, you know, Kennedy Center is, come on, you know, give me a break. And then other things, worrying about, you know, diversification in the boardrooms and, you know, and let's do another cash for clunkers deal. But we're going to do it airplane style this time because it worked so effectively when we got rid of all those cars, right?
Hey, Bill, this is going to make your head explode. Did you know that if you take any of the SBA money as a small business,
mm-hmm.
that you must commit to taking a neutral stance on having your employees union organize, and that if you have any union contracts, you're forbidden to break them for as long as that money is outstanding?
I'm not surprised. We were just talking with Jason and Gina Rivera, who have a small business, and they're representing a lot of these, you know, independent businesses out there that generate something like $50 billion a year in revenue. And I said, my concern with this is the strings that are going to be attached that we don't know about right now. So I'm not really all that surprised, because you know the way the government works as it continues to work, is that you get all these unintended consequences and these interpretations down the road, but once you know, they give you the money, you are beholden, right?
You know what? It's outrageous. It makes my head want to explode.
Yeah.
I mean, the last thing I need now, I'm trying to figure out how to pay my mortgage payment and keep food on the table. The last thing I need now is my kids and wife to organize and start demanding larger bedrooms and bigger allowances and nicer vacations. I mean, that would finish me.
Well, actually, you'd be pretty lucky if it was just the kids and the wife. It's just everything else that comes upon you that just adds to the load that you have to carry, when right now you're just trying to make sure you can survive and get the business up and going again, and that, you know, whatever adjustments have to be made on the fly in light of the encumbrance of this coronavirus and all the ramifications. Lord, I mean, Richard, our hands are full already. And now you got the government as a partner in there saying, oh, no, but Richard, you get to be enslaved with this loan. Not surprised. Stay with us. We've got more.
You know, health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio
to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Part of the solution. I am Bill Martinez. Richard Lawless continues with us, a career banker, entrepreneur who spent 3 years investigating the Department of Justice while working with the FBI, U.S. Attorney, Securities and Exchange Commission, and U.S. intelligence agencies. 3 years, did you feel like you really, you know, really got to the bottom of anything? I mean, anything that involves the bureaucracy, I mean, 3 years is probably just a beginning, right? Or were you like a doctor that said, this thing is so corrupt, and it's so, and the cancer is so metastasized within the system, let's just close the body up and call it a day?
I tell you what, it makes you feel that way. But, you know, I started writing some newspaper articles about what I was uncovering about the corruption in Washington. And all of a sudden, I started to get a flood of incoming calls from whistleblowers at the FBI, the Attorney General's Office, the CIA, British Intelligence, NSA, and they're going, Rich, you are so close to fully understanding this. Let me help you.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out that what we found out was that the senior politicians, in fact, politicians, when they run for re-election, the politician with the most money will win 90% of the time. So the game in Washington is raise enough money, stay in power as long as you'd like. Mm-hmm. So years ago when they had the financial crisis in 2006, the mantra at the Obama administration was never let a crisis go to waste.
Right.
And they didn't. They started taking bribes from the Wall Street firms involved in the mortgage crisis. And in return for those bribes, they would make sure that the Department of Justice wouldn't investigate or prosecute them, and that the Securities and Exchange Commission wouldn't find them. And they raised over $125 million in the last decade selling that protection. Mm-hmm. It's a total mafia-style protection racket being run by a few senior senators.
Right. Was Jeffrey Epstein covered on this, by the way?
No, he's not involved in it.
You talk about protection, and you're going to, you go back to these financiers. We lost a connection with Richard Lawless, so we'll see what we can do to pick him up here. Maybe our phones are down. Okay, well we'll punt until something reconnects here. But Richard has written a definitive book, Capitol Hill's Criminal Underground. It's the most thorough exploration of government corruption ever put in writing. I mean, you talk about trillions of dollars stolen. No FBI investigations, no U.S. attorney prosecutions, no action by the Security and Exchange Council, the SEC, CIA wiretaps, Department of Justice payoffs, death threats, as you can imagine, when you are exposing something of this immensity. Quite telling. But look at, ladies and gentlemen, this is the government we live with right now. And this is, why the things that have been coming down here recently are so scary. The impingement of our constitutional freedoms, as Rachel Alexander said in the first hour of the show, it is astounding. But if we are just like a bunch of lemmings and we just, like Atlas Shrugs over this whole deal, they're happy to gain more ground. You know, the progressives in our country and that ilk that has run rampant. I mean, you wonder why the country now is willing to talk about socialism where, hey, it wasn't that long ago. You didn't talk about socialism because, socialism meant communism, right? But today, we have, our young people, our children who have gone to universities that we've paid a lot of money for, for them to be not educated, but for them to be indoctrinated. And their answer is the heck with capitalism and the free enterprise system, the heck with the Constitution. We've got a better idea. And it's, it's democratic socialism. Well, what's the difference? Just because you changed the name, but words do matter. And it's all part of, the Trojan horse fooling us. Richard Lawless is back with us. Richard, I was just bragging earlier about your book, Capitol Hill's Criminal Underground, which people have to read. I mean, you talk about exploding my head. You don't have to get far into the book to see how many trillions of dollars have been stolen out of the people's treasury. And, dare I say, in some cases it's done so blatantly, like what happened here recently. You knew when we went to this crisis, Rahm Emanuel has said, as part of the Democratic mantra, not to let a good crisis go to waste. Boy, anytime the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Schumer et al. Can open up the people's vault, boy, they come in there with their money bags and they're taking care of, their favorite projects and cronies. And I say Nancy Pelosi, and it's not to say that it doesn't happen on the other side either. It is the nature because, as you stated, the oxygen for congressmen and senators is re-election. That is their currency. And they will do anything to get oxygen. And they found ways until recently where insider trading was okay, right? And now all of a sudden, after all these years getting away with it, the Ethics Committee says it's okay, but then finally it got so blatant after Peter Schweitzer had exposed them, they finally said, well, maybe we should stop doing that.
I actually went to President Trump about this, and his response was, basically, Richard, what am I to do? Everybody is involved. Yeah. The DOJ is fully engaged in this criminal behavior, the Security and Exchange Commission, and a number of senior senators. I'd be going to war with the entire political system.
Right.
Who's going to prosecute these guys?
Exactly.
When the people in charge of prosecuting them are participating.
Right. Yeah, he can't even get them to prosecute these people for, the Russian hoax that was perpetrated and what they did for his candidacy. Go ahead.
Yeah. I got to tell you something that you're not going to believe. The CIA and British intelligence, NSA, and other agencies that I've spoken to There's been so much stolen money, so much liquidity generated from these criminal activities that over the past decade there's been a ton of overseas wire transfers. And the intelligence agency started tracking these wire transfers, suspecting that it was drug money. And when they started to record the phone conversations, and this has been going on for over a decade, they found out that this is money primarily stolen from all the securities fraud, these phony bonds that are being issued to municipalities and wired overseas, and the money's being laundered in Venezuela. And then it'll come back and go to politicians, members of the DOJ, members of the Security Exchange Commission. And on the phone calls, they actually name names.
Wow. Who's the gatekeeper here in the United States to figure out who's, you know, what senator, what congressman, how much money goes to the DOJ? Who's the gatekeeper on that?
Well, when you follow the money, which is the real telltale sign of who's in charge, it all goes to New York Senator Charles Schumer. Over $125 million. And political contributions were given to him by the same firms that committed this securities fraud but were never charged.
Wow.
So it looks like he has a kind of a godfather-like role in this mafia-type operation. And then he distributes the money to more junior senators to win their support.
Right.
To make
in much the same way that Nancy Pelosi does in the House, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, because when it comes to fundraising, I mean, she's the queen mother of the Democratic Party in fundraising. And what you're telling me, if I'm connecting the dots here correctly, is a certain percentage of that money is rather dirty.
A vast majority of it is just simply stolen. And if you track it, it's pretty clear to see. I mean, it would be an easy case to win in court. They're violating all the RICO standards, you know, the legislation that Congress passed to prosecute the mafia. They're doing mail fraud, wire fraud, securities fraud, racketeering, extortion, bribery. I mean, what do you call it when someone sends you $2 million and 2 weeks later the political appointee I appointed at the DOJ buries the criminal complaint?
Right, exactly. Well,
I mean, it's pretty obvious.
No, it really is. But and I imagine, you know, what Donald Trump is seeing now. Again, I often use this example. In the first week that he was in the Oval Office, he took a walk outside the office in the garden, and there at the White House, and in the Rose Garden, and the media was outside, and they said, "Hey, Mr. President, how's it going?" He had this look on his face, Richard, of a bankruptcy attorney that had just saw the worst set of books ever, and he just said, "It's bad, it's bad, it's worse than I thought." And the foreboding look, it's emblazoned in my mind forever, which is quite telling, and which substantiates what you're just saying in what Donald Trump said to you, that it's so massive. And so all involving, it's like, where do you begin?
Yeah, Biden is looking at two vice presidential candidates in particular, Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren. And both of these individuals, as you'll see in my book, Capitol Hill's Criminal Underground, are up to their ears in this nefarious criminal behavior. And they put the pedal to the metal last year in terms of their participation to raise all sorts of crazy money for their presidential campaigns.
Exactly. And that whole presidential campaign money that is raised and what they do with it afterwards is a whole nother discussion. Richard Lawless, look forward to having you back. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.